Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Is Landfill sending a message for the Egg Bowl? With the cowbell rooting for the Bulldogs? The Mississippi State Bulldogs!
The Bulldogs!
We should check in with Coach Prime and Fred a little later in the program. Would love to... I don't think we've heard Coach Prime talk about Shador's success in his opener.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that would mean a lot to Coach Prime. B, we're waiting here for Sam Cosmi to join us. I did want to have a Thanksgiving discussion, but while we wait for Sam, you are a dude that always, not always, but often does the cooking. Is it weird for you to be going to your daughter's home and not be doing the cooking?
No.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah, but I end up cooking anyway. You know me. I don't know how to just watch somebody else do nothing.
So you're going to go down Wednesday night. Thursday morning, will you have a bike down there? Like, what is you're gonna be?
They
up
got a Peloton, they got a treadmill and a bike. I'll be on both of them.
Right, because you're gonna be up at what 5:36?
About 6:30, yeah.
And
I'm gonna be ready to rock, Jay.
I mean, I know you.
but so, you know, like they've watched me enough. They should be able to handle this thing now.
Certainly. Who else going? Will Maya go with you?
Yeah, everybody.
Aaliyah's going?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you stay?
Bria.
At Bria's house?
Yeah.
How big is his house? You guys are rolling down there with five people?
Four people. They got five or six bedrooms.
Damn. That's a house.
Enough. Yeah, they got enough.
Yeah, they, clearly.
Yeah.
That's a lot of house.
Mm-hmm.
Does Deshaun fry the turkey?
Jayshon had a fry night, and he can smoke, too. So he can smoke a turkey and fry a turkey.
So two turkeys.
Yeah.
Anything else? Ham, steak, anything?
Ham, yeah.
Gotta have ham. All right. Joining us
some
now.
Some rice, some dressing, all that. Yeah. Send me that read,
please. Joining us now is our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi from the Washington Commanders, right guard. Sam, what's up, dude? You feeling rested?
Heck yeah. Feels good. Feels good to have that week off, man.
What all do you do? Because, I know how beat up you are. What all do you do with a week off?
I think like last week I said, body wise, I take a little extra time in the training room, just try to, you know, again get a lot of the inflammation out of my body, and getting off my feet is key. Cold tub is a big thing for me. I typically do it twice a day. I have one at the house that I do, and I just feel rejuvenized after I kind of get out of that. But yeah, I mean, just like get off my feet, kind of get stuff I haven't done around the house as well, you know, for the little one that's coming. That's basically what I did last week.
Dude, yeah, that cold tub works wonders, man. So I didn't learn a cold tub until like I was going into my 11th year.
Yeah, no, I swear up and down by it. I think it's one of the best things. I mean, I'll probably do it when I'm done with football. I think just coming out of the cold tub, you just feel so, I don't know, like everything feels better.
Alive.
It sucks going in. Yeah, you feel more alive. It sucks going in, but once you get out of it, you feel way better.
So this blew my mind, B. I don't know when we talked about this, Sam, maybe 2 weeks ago. You know how long he stays in? So when I do the cold tub, I try for 3 minutes, but a lot of times it's like 90 seconds.
3 minutes is a waste of your time, dude. You got to stay in there for way longer than that. Because it's going to take you 5 minutes to get right. 5, 10 minutes.
He stays in for eight minutes.
Yeah, you better go do a cryotherapy if you're going to be 3 minutes.
He knows.
You guys are professional football players. I'm a blogger. So
it doesn't make a difference.
It's a different scale for me is all I'm saying.
I mean, that's what I said. Like when I go in, like when I first, that's the reason I got the one at the house, because I can regulate the temperature.
Right.
So if you can get your body acclimated to how cold it's going to be. So like I started out for like 52, which is not really that cold. And now I'm down to like 40. So
damn, dude, that's like the North Sea.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, if you can get, like, it sucks just going into one that's already like at 45 for anybody that hasn't done it.
Uh-huh.
But if you can just, that's why if I can get my body regulated to it, I feel way better doing it, you know?
Yeah, that's like for me, Sam, what I would do when I first started doing the cold tubs, I'm like, it takes longer to really get adjusted than I did. When I found the cryotherapy, I was like, oh, cool, I'm cool with this.
I've never done cryotherapy.
By the time you think you're getting cold, you're done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that thing gets cold quick.
It just goes faster?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Yeah, we have one at the facility, and typically to have the kind of the same effect that the contact of the water versus being like in the dry cold. I think it's like a -165 in there.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy, but that's why you can be in there for like 3 minutes,
yeah.
You know, any longer than that. You know, I think like Antonio Brown, I remember when he was at the Raiders, he went without like
messed his feet
barefoot.
Messed his feet up.
Like, you can't do that. I'm surprised that whoever you went and did that, that's crazy to me, because I can only imagine being in there barefoot. That's insane.
Wow. We are talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sam joins us through our Paisanos Players Chat. And all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, everybody's excited about Thanksgiving. Everybody's excited about turkey, but eventually you're going to get tired of turkey. And if you want some pizza, they're going to be 50% off pizzas. Use the code BLACK50 for Paisano's Pizza this weekend once you get tired of that turkey. I want to talk a little turkey with you, Sam, but I did want to ask. Obviously, you guys are coming back from the bye. You've got Denver Sunday Night Football. This has not been the season you wanted, and yet you've got 6 games remaining. How important is it to show the kind of ball that you thought this team would be capable of throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, I think that's very important. You know, just to give our fan base something to look forward to and to be able to, as the weeks go on, I know we haven't been able to perform like, you know, we were expected to this year. But, you know, like for us, our intention is to, our mindset is to win out. We got to win out to give ourselves a chance. And, you know, we're going to try to play our best ball, our most disciplined ball. And like I said, like last week, kind of go back to the fundamentals of who we are, you know, and eliminate any unnecessary things that don't need to be in the game plan or, you know, we don't feel like or is going to help us winning the ball game. So, I mean, at the end of the day, all we can control is how we prepare and our effort going into the ball game and during the ball game. So, you know, that's kind of the mindset.
Sam, are you, like, you know, many people lead in different ways. Are you the type of guy that you lead by example, or do you, like, if you see somebody needs something, you just walk up and tell them what you think?
You know, I think I am a lead by example guy, but at the same time, like, when I feel like that moment is needed, I will step in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's very important to have that ability to, you know, be able to lift guys up and do that in whatever way it is. But I think everybody has the ability to be a leader in some way or form. If that's not, you know, vocally, that's going to be how they go based off their day to day, how they, you know, attack each day and how they present themselves, how they work. You know, I feel like I'm one of those guys, that puts in the time, puts in the effort, shows it on game day.
Sam, for you as a dude that worked your way all the way back from a major injury, when you watch Jaden trying to work his way back from injury, how do you balance, hey, man, you got to take care of yourself for the long haul with that's our guy, we want him out there?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the hard thing to balance out. You know, like for me, it was like building the confidence to be like, hey, man, like I know I'm going to struggle through a little bit of uncomfortability and there's going to be a little bit of pain here and there throughout, you know, being on the football field and this, that, and the other. But like just having the confidence in yourself, knowing that like when you step on the field, like you're still going to be able to ball out. I think that's the biggest thing with him is just having the confidence in himself and the guys around him to help him elevate himself to be able to perform. So, you know, I think that's just kind of the mindset going into injuries in general.
I think it's got to be, right? And are you ever, like, how much attention do you pay to social media and kind of where fans are and what they think? Any?
I don't. I get a lot of my stuff from, like I like to look on TikTok. So I'm a, like, I think you saw that whenever I was in Madrid. So I see like little videos here and there. That's pretty much the farthest I'll go. I'm not really on social media that much on, Instagram or Twitter, but yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I hear the most is like, do we bring Jaden back? Do we not? Like, what's how this season is going? I don't know. I'm not one of those guys that knows the answers to that and quite understands. That's the only thing I've heard. But I'm like, man, if we were to get him back and we can show what we're all about going into you know, the rest of the season and giving ourselves a shot for the postseason. If not, like giving ourselves a shot to see what we all are about for next season, I think that would be huge.
The saying I always heard, you don't want people to get used to losing. And if a player can play and he's available, go out there and play.
You know, exactly. Just,
you know, I don't think there was a time I ever felt like, you know, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, if it is, I damn sure don't remember it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, our job is to win.
Yeah.
And to go out there and put the best product that we can for everybody in the country. And, you know, obviously not being able to have all our players out there is just not being able to put the best product out there. You know, we're in the entertainment business, and that's kind of the base of it, too, you know. So regardless of the
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Record and what, you know, what's around us, and that we have a job to do.
Yeah.
You know, we have to do it at the highest, you know, if you're not going to play, no offense, like if you're not going to play for the team, you got to play for yourself at the end of the day too. Cause like the turnover each and every year is going to happen, you know? So like, you got to play hard regardless. You can't just go out there and just not play hard. You're going to embarrass yourself. It's the NFL.
Right.
So that's just kind of the mindset you have to have. I think a lot of guys do. I just couldn't imagine going out there and just, oh, whatever, you know, it's just not built in me.
I know when I was in Philadelphia and I was doing radio, and we had lost a preseason game, and the guy called into the station and he's like, what the hell are you doing on the radio? Y'all lost. I said, well, dude, my contract says I got to be here for 20 games. So win, lose, or draw, I'm going to be here for 20 games. You know what I mean? So that, it doesn't change because the game didn't go how you wanted it to go. I still have to do my job. So
totally.
100%.
Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here in our weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Check out Paisanos this weekend. Once you get tired of the turkey, pizza's half off. Use the code BLACK50. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll be watching football. Get some pizza. I had Paisanos last night. Sam, you ever had Paisanos?
I have, yeah. It's really good.
It is good. What's your go-to Paisanos order?
I'm a pretty standard guy. Normally, it's just as much more like a meat lover type of pizza. So
that's me.
You know, as much you know protein you could put on it. That's what I go for.
B. Mitch calls me a child because I like cheese pizza.
He get a cheese pizza, and he probably wants a small.
I'm a cheese guy too, so I'll get like a meat lover type pizza with the cheese pizza. It slaps. Cheese pizza slaps.
I love it.
Yeah, but he only gets a cheese pizza.
I got some wings last night too.
He gets a cheese pizza. He gets an 8 ounce filet and wants to split it in half with somebody.
8 ounce, and I can eat myself.
He gets the little bitty hamburgers too.
Dude, so you get to enjoy Thanksgiving with your family. Do you have family coming to town, or will it just be you and your wife and the kids? What are you doing for Turkey Day?
Yeah, I think we're going to hang out with some of their teammates.
Okay.
Some online. Not much planned. Like I said, other than that, the wife is ready to pop here soon. So as much... you know, less, you know, motion that we can have with her, the better, you know, she's right there. So, but yeah, that's kind of our plan, is just hang out with our teammates and enjoy and break some bread. I think that's going to be the plan there.
Is it days or weeks now?
You know,
yes.
Exactly. It's one of those. Yeah. It's whatever he wants.
Oh boy.
Who does the cooking? Or will you guys get it catered? Or, like, is there one dude that will... Like, B. Mitch, he's going down to his daughter's house in North Carolina, but normally B will fry up, like, 8 turkeys. Is one of the... Like, is Allegretti out there with a chef hat on frying up turkeys?
Yeah, I think... Actually, that's great you put it. I think we're going to go to Nick's house and the last time we went there, he whipped up some stuff, but I'm interested in what he's doing. I haven't really talked to him. I know we're just going to bring some stuff over and do that. We initially wanted the host, but again, like it's going to be a lot for her.
You got a lot
to do. Anything, yeah, you know. So, but yeah, I think we're going to do that and just bring some stuff over, and everybody just contribute to doing that.
That's great. So here's a question for you. Then this is the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll question of the day. What is the best part of Thanksgiving? You got 3 options, Sam: food, football, or family.
I'm always family first. So that's going to probably be my answer. Just all that. I mean, dude, that's what Thanksgiving, everything you just said there is what makes Thanksgiving so special. So that's the 3 F's right there. You know,
it's
hard to come by, but I think the first thing is always family.
3 F's. That's my report card.
Family,
sophomore year.
Do it in alphabetical order: family, food, then football.
Yeah,
and you just keep yourself out of trouble that way.
Good.
See, JP will go home and say football first, then food, then he'll say family. He's gonna get himself in trouble.
What? What? All right. Let's say now. Obviously, this year's a little different. Your wife's pregnant. You're kind of just on standby mode. But let's say you have like your dream Thanksgiving spread, whatever that entails. What does your first plate look like?
So, normally, like, growing up, me and my uncles, we do a fried turkey. Normal turkey's all right, but, man, a fried turkey goes a long way.
Yes, indeed.
My mom makes, like, this roasted pecan sweet potato, like, casserole, almost, like, dish. It's fantastic. I'll eat half of it. You know, some, I'm trying to think. I mean, we would have all sorts of things. For dessert, I gotta go. It's not a typical thing, but my mom, I'm just thinking my mom's stuff. She'll make like a really good tiramisu.
Ooh.
And yeah, just the lady fingers, everything you could think of, the cocoa powder on top. I mean, it hits it, and you know, she spikes it a little bit, you know, makes it a little bit, you might be walking a little funny after you eat one slice, but
I like that spike tiramisu.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. But yeah, normally like, yeah, fried turkey, anything that, you know, anything, potato salads, another one of my, sweet corn, another one I really like.
I like sweet corn.
Mashed potatoes, just, you know, all of that array of ham. Ham's normally good. My aunt brings over a really. You got a fat guy talking about food right now. So.
I'm in on this, dude. So my only kind of hot take is I'm just not the biggest turkey guy. I wish the Pilgrims had made lasagna or prime rib or something.
He's a fool.
Do you like turkey independent of Thanksgiving, or is this kind of your day for turkey?
Unless turkey's going to go on a sandwich, I'll eat on a sandwich. That's pretty much as far as I'll go with turkey. But, man, you're missing out on a fried turkey. You got to try it.
I've tried it. It's good. I wish the main dish was something else, but on Thursday I'm going to eat turkey. I'll be cool. I'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the time, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, Sam. Take care, man.
Yeah, take care, you guys.
All right, brother.
All right, that's our guy, Sam Cosmi, joining us for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. We're going to open these phone lines up. Talk Thanksgiving. Everybody give their dream Thanksgiving plate, and what is the best part? Because I know for Brian and I, it's family, but for a lot of people, it might not be. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group bill, add your pick, then pass it on to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. Just go with all the teams, go with all of the favorites. I'll just say it like that. Pick all the favorites and the point spread. That's what I'll do, and then I'll pass it on to JP, see what he does. So grab your crew, start your bill, and get in on the action with this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.